This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How's everybody going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? How are you going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I feel like I need to go and get margaritas for real this time.
The confession is, it always frustrates me that people don't know what Cinco de Mayo really is.
I was about to say the thing that people typically say, but I don't want you to think I don't know. I know it's not Mexican Independence
Day. It's not Mexican Independence.
Because that's September, ain't it?
Yeah, that's el 16 de septiembre.
See? I know some things.
You do, and you're the exception.
The celebration of Battle of Puebla, is it not?
Puebla. Yeah.
Puebla.
From France. It was a big victory on the way. And it's not that big a deal. It's just, I always have to... like I said, the confession is it just kind of, I guess.
You got to be well, actually.
No, it's not even that. It's like
you got to know so that now we can go get fajitas and margaritas.
So when he sees somebody celebrating, you know what it really means.
No, he doesn't tell them first. He quizzes them first.
Yeah, do you really know?
Yeah, you got to ask them first.
You guys are celebrating. Don't even know what you're celebrating.
Well, the thing is, I get it in a way because it sounds like 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo, right? I mean,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it is
the 5th of May.
The 4th of July is Independence. Cinco de Mayo, just because it has the same tone and it's just in a different language, is not.
But sometimes I don't need to know what we celebrate. I just need to know that we celebrate.
And it's also become one of those, exactly. It's become one of those holidays that who cares what it is.
It's the St. Patrick's. Yeah, who it's cares? Like St. Patrick's Day.
Who cares what it is? We're drinking and we're eating.
Hell yeah. All right, 832.
Yeah.
Come on now. Somebody said I'm going to Taco Bell. If you live in Houston, Texas, and you celebrating Cinco de Mayo at Taco Bell, I will fight you. Like, really. Because you should love yourself more. Like, there's way better ways to get this done.
There is that aspect of it. It really doesn't matter. It just always is interesting to me that put it like, oh, it's independent.
See, I know. So now let's go get some margaritas and some fajitas. I'm
cheese
down.
Cheese enchiladas, man. Let's go.
Ooh, enchiladas.
Cheese enchiladas sound good.
A lot sounds good right now. It is lunchtime confessions, and I'm just making myself hungry. Yeah. I didn't go get margaritas for my birthday. I will get margaritas. I just need
you're
to.
You're darn right.
Where are we going? Where should I meet up? Y'all let me know.
Now, when you get these margaritas for Cinco de Mayo, do you have to go to a Mexican spot?
Well, sure.
Or can you just go to like a bar?
Yeah.
A sports bar.
I feel like you should. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should invest in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just curious because some of these bars be pumping out, hey, Cinco de Mayo, we got some margaritas.
Hey, if you want to have some fun, go to the ones like in, you know, like on Cavalcade or one of those, like they get popping, man. Mm. Like the Teotihuacan, don't go to the one on Airline. Go to the one, I think it's on Cavalcade.
You about to have everybody in 610 over there.
Yeah.
Somebody said punching with this Taco Supreme. Going to La Michoacana and getting 3 pounds of al pastor meat.
Oh, that would be good.
And some Estrella Jalisco. Okay, yeah. I see. That and then good. Rob, good point. Fair enough. Said avoiding all Mexican restaurants and bars because it's amateur hour.
I thought about that. That's why I was like,
oh, they get packed.
Yeah, no, I thought about that. I'm like, man, maybe.
Ain't that the point? Hey, we celebrate. I get family.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm like, man, if you really want a margarita, man, just go to the American Sports Bar over there.
Yeah, get a margarita. Yeah.
If you want to celebrate.
We're going to Chili's to get a margarita.
I mean, that wouldn't be the worst decision in the world.
Yeah. I'm like, if you want a drink and you don't want the big old crowd and all that stuff, let me go to Hank's Bar or something.
Speaking of which, just real quick.
Okay.
You know, I spent the weekend down in Aransas Pass, small town, you know, whatever. It always tickles me because the Chili's conversation got me thinking about it. When they just open a new restaurant that's a chain, it's like, hey, we got a blah, blah, blah. Aransas Pass got a Olive Garden.
And I'm, oh, okay. And when you're there, you're family.
And I haven't been, mm-hmm. yes, and I haven't been to Olive Garden in probably 15, 20 years. And I was like, oh, really?
My wife did that one time. It was a place where we used to stay. They opened up a new Chipotle.
Yeah.
And she's like, ooh, they built a Chipotle. I'm like, girl, there's five of them forever. Down the street. Yeah. We pat. You could throw a rock and hit a Chipotle.
An Olive Garden and Aransas Pass? Hell yeah, let's go.
That's the funny thing, though, about like context, because if you in some places, you like, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Look. And depending on your situation, I'm not trying to poo-poo nobody, but you in Houston, Texas, you're like, Olive Garden, word? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Well, they just opened up a new Whataburger.
Well, let's go.
Good eats.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you the basketball one since you went non-sports there.
Okay.
I have to admit, I never thought Jalen Brunson would be anywhere near this.
Mm.
Jalen Brunson is a bad man.
Yep.
Like, I've always loved his ability to play in the mid-range. Like, that's one of the things I really, like, mm-hmm. Miss about older basketball. That's the type of thing that makes me feel old, is the guys that can really operate in the mid-range with a good mid-range pull-up or floater,
yeah.
a la Tony Parker, stuff like that. And he has that. But, like, I saw him when he was, you know, a second-round pick, and I was like, all right, he might be a good, like, nice backup point guard. And he got better. I was like, oh, he might be, like, a good starting point guard.
Then what happened?
Maybe, like, a third or fourth option. And he is a bad man where it's like he will play with tall trees and he will dance them around and he will knock down shots. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like he is now NBA Josh Allen.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good comparison.
Because for me, I also did not see this with Josh Allen. I was like, big dude, all the talent in the world. Y'all don't see this thing that's a limiting factor.
Sure?
Like, there's a huge limiting factor in that he is just inaccurate as hell.
Yeah.
And then, boom, the magic happened. I was like, oh, my bad, I was wrong. Yeah. He is cold as hell. He is so cold.
Do y'all feel like he's the greatest Knicks to ever play?
Oh, that's
no.
I was about to say no, but I was like, you know, the answer is no. But I was about to be real dismissive about it.
Yeah, because
when we think of the Knicks as a big organization, they've had kind of some sadness for a very long
time. For years,
for stretches,
man.
Yeah,
for years. For a long time. I think the last great Knick was, I guess you could say, Carmelo Anthony. That was probably the last great one. We already at Ewing.
I mean, Clyde.
No, but you said greatest, and I'm like, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Clyde's going to be up there. I know I'm forgetting some.
Oh,
I was about
Walt Frazier?
I was about to say Bernard King, but that's a little much there.
Yeah, because I feel like the media, especially the New York media, was after that dagger on the Thompson twin.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody pinned him up there as the great, the best New Yorker or the greatest Nick. I'm like, damn, really?
Willis Reed.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did All-Star so dirty. He made that
brother,
man touch Earth.
That brother was on Mars. I don't even know if he got back yet.
Like, legitimately, I was in that moment. It was so good. I wasn't even excited about the play. I felt bad for All-Star. Cause like in sports, you have those plays where you go, damn it, man, be better. And then you have those plays where you're like, damn, what were you supposed to do about that?
Yeah.
And that was very much the latter. I was I don't know what Asar
is
supposed to do.
I mean, Asar is such a good defensive player, too.
Yeah.
That's going to make him better.
Mm-hmm.
But
man,
that brother went to the moon. He was out the camera view and everything.
Yeah, so I just didn't anticipate that you would have Jalen Brunson in a place where he could be reasonably considered one of the legitimately best in the league.
Yeah.
And that's where he is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I got to confess, man, I was trying to hold off until I got my backyard done. Mm-hmm. But I went on and got a grill.
Hey, Otta, baby.
I've been wanting some grill food for so long. And this is where I kind of missed the apartment living because there was no community grill.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I might have to pull up the Lopez house and borrow the grill.
You should have done that. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'll be back here.
Get my plate. Hey, can you fire up the grill for me, man? Let me just grill these couple steaks and then I'll be out your way. But, man, I went on and got a grill, man. I'm happy I did it. I was a little disappointed at first because I'm like, man, I wanted to get this backyard done.
Yeah.
By the way, if y'all can install some turf for me, if you know somebody out there.
Oh, I'm sure we can help you with that.
Yeah, let me know, man.
At the Figgy Fig on social media. Let the boy know.
Yeah, hit me up. But, I was a little disappointed because I'm like, man, I wanted to get the backyard done first and then – you know, save up for the grill
get the grill.
Yeah.
You already used it, haven't you?
Yeah, I used it the same day I got it.
Of course.
the same damn day I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got it, man. I feel good about it.
Oh, yeah. Got grown-ass men and fire. It just goes together. I mentioned this earlier, but it has to be mentioned again. I realized yesterday that the dumbest thing in professional sports is rainouts. Like, it's makes me so angry when you can play five innings, then it rains for an hour and a half, and they're like, all right, that's the game. Like, what? That's the game?
That's right.
There is no other professional sport where they'll just say, no, we're good. You know, that's it. I know you have basically another half to play, you know, about just under a half to play, but that's the ball game, boys. That's the ball game. We're done. So the Astros played seven innings. And they called it at 5-4. By the way, it wasn't like a blowout either. It was 5-4,
yeah,
man.
You were up. You were up. What was that?
Yeah, 4-1. 4-0. Yeah.
No, once they tied it, I'm like, oh man, they might be pulling to just get one more run so they can rein this out.
I with so much on the line, and especially the gambling aspect of it, which we all know is such a big part of all professional sports, all sports now. And just to say, all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. You know, that's just the dumbest thing ever.
But, I mean, that's how it worked with the very particulars of baseball and the diamond and making all that works. And, I mean, also the schedule, man. It's one of those things that I've acquiesced to. I feel okay about, especially because I don't know that you really need to be going out here contorting yourself, bending over backwards to make up some of these games. We got enough of this in, man. There's a whole bunch of these. It'll even out. It'll come out in the wash.
But see, the part I don't get about that point is, like, if they only went four innings, they will wait around for 10 hours until that rain clear out.
They'll suspend it.
And
they'll find a way to pick it back up, which kind of shoots that whole concept of, well, the schedule's so tough, you got to make it up. If they suspend a game, they'll find a way to finish it.
Why not call a game after four innings then?
Yeah.
Because you want to play a majority of it, though.
So if you suspend a game, they'll find a way to finish it. If it goes five, they said, we're good.
Yeah, we played most of it. We did most of it.
So one more in it, just three more outs, and then we could call a game. But
yeah.
You got
enough chances. It's cool.
Imagine
we're done here.
Imagine, like, you know, remember when it snowed and was so cold in Kansas City for a playoff game? Imagine, like, after the three quarters, you know, the referees go, you know what? It's just too damn cold. Let's just call it. Three quarters. Chiefs win. What do we do?
The circumstance is just a little bit different.
Yes, but that's kind of what they're doing. Like, it's just too cold now.
Yeah.
Let's end it.
I mean, I was trying to find the analog in football, and I don't think that there is one that's
the only one is lightning.
Exactly.
Lightning, they will suspend the game.
But here's the thing. How long does it have to lightning for? Because, like, it can rain for hours. Rarely do you get like a lightning storm that's like, hey, We're not coming back for the next 4 hours, so we're just going to have to be done here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the issue here, is that you can end up with a space where it'll throw you off entirely, and you're like, hey, man, most is better than all. Is it not? Like, I feel like we can move this along because there's enough of these. Hell, and in a situation where I would very much like it if some of these leagues reel back the number of games, don't go and give me a third of a game 3 weeks later. I'm good. I don't need it that much. You're giving me plenty, baseball. I don't need any more. You're doing great. So there you go. All right, one more for you here. As yesterday, I think I learned something about myself that I did not realize. Mm-hmm. Is I've been trying to make the foray into wearing tanks a little bit more.
It's like a tank top.
Like a tank top.
Like a Pat McAfee.
I guess that is the one way that you say it. I don't really love that particular comparison, but yes.
Don't wear it with a sports jacket.
No, I'm not doing that. I find that to be kind of weird for me personally. But yeah, I mean, like I got a cool one that has like Jesse Owens across the front. I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I was wearing it and I was like, I need to run outside real quick. I switched shirts. I don't feel comfortable. I still don't feel comfortable in public in a tank. And I'm like, maybe I just need to work hard. You know, I need to get the muscles up to where it looks like, you know, I'm carrying weapons mm-hmm. on my arms.
Some guns.
Maybe that's it. But I don't feel comfortable. I feel weird wearing a tank. In public.
I gotta confess too. I'm the same way now. The same way. Back in the day when I was,
did you wear tanks?
Oh man, I used to wear the hangs, just a plain. Yeah, I want to say
just the straight train undershirt.
Yeah. I used to just walk around like that. But now I'm like, man, I feel like I'm a little too doughy, and I don't want to look like the Pillsbury Dough Man.
Yeah,
I just or what's the
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah. Or I think it was, I don't know if this is local or national, but it was a tire.
Oh, the Michelin.
Oh,
man.
The Michelin. Man.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to look like that, man. Yeah. I don't want to look like that.
I feel like those types of shirts, they just kind of send a weird message when you're out in public. I don't know, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I can't put my finger
or
on
not,
it.
Whether you're fit or not, it's just like, what's that guy wearing that for?
Is that kind of the idea, especially with sleeveless anything?
Now, sleeveless and those are different to me. Like, sleeveless, at least it covers kind of to your shoulder. I think part of it is
But if you out here with a sleeveless hoodie.
The whole underarm thing is a little dicey. The whole underarm thing. Yeah,
but if you out here with a sleeveless hoodie with the guns out, do that kind of send a different message too?
Yes, I think it's different than that.
I feel like any time that you are into very intentionally showing your arms,
there's
a certain undercurrent that I can't really put my finger on.
Me neither. Yeah.
Text in if you know, because it feels like it's there, but I can't figure it out quite. Yeah. And maybe if I unlock this, I'll get to the issue as to why I don't feel comfortable. Because I wear it at the house; it's comfortable.
You're good there,
but I just for some reason I crossed that threshold. I'm like, it doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you go. Lunchtime confessions. I never said that they all made sense, but they do happen at 12:20 every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's talk about who were the winners and losers of the weekend. 713-572-4610. If you have somebody from the world of sports or otherwise that you believe was a winner or loser, let's discuss those next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.